We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good God. What in the world is going on with the Philadelphia Eagles?
All right, we go from one king to the next, from Elvis to Sirianni to Howard Eskin. Howard Eskin is always brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and other things. They do a sensational job. They stopped by yesterday to drop off some of the food that never disappoints. It is just the best. Next time you're in Conshohocken and have a chance to stop by yourself, check it out. Food is incredible. Fingers, Wings, and other things. FWOT.com. To the King, Howard Eskin. How you doing, King?
I'm doing great. Somewhere before we're done today, I have a very important message to pass along, and just hopefully everything will be all right.
You got it. We will get to that. Okay.
Yes, we will.
Howard, let's start with this. Sirianni, I think it's fair to say he comes off as goofy. Can goofy work in Philadelphia from the Eagles head coach? Can it work in Philly?
I don't agree with the word goofy.
Okay. Why not?
I think he's enthusiastic, energetic, just, I don't want to use the word crazy either. That was the highlight of the news conference yesterday. Howie Roseman says a lot, and that's what he's supposed to do before the draft. The NFL forces general managers to speak. Mm-hmm. It's required.
Yep.
But he uses a lot of words and says nothing because he's not going to give anything away. Andy Weidel, I think, is a really sharp guy.
Yeah.
Really sharp guy.
Yeah.
And I hope Howie really uses his input. And he uses his input, but in the final decision, he uses his input more
with
the drafts. But Andy Weidel said some things. But again, he's not given a whole lot away. And there's really nothing that they're going to give away. Well, they
let's get Sirianni. What stands out to you on Sirianni?
That's what I'm going to do. Just relax, Joe. Just relax, will you? Relax. R-E-L-A-X.
You're like Ron and Monco. It takes a long time to get to the point.
But I just wanted to lay out, you know, that it was a scene setter. All right, so we get to Sirianni. He added personality. He added enthusiasm. He's not goofy. And here's what, when you're talking to players, and John pointed it up earlier, I think I heard, they ask you all these goofy questions when you go to the combine. Well, because they're trying to catch you off guard. They're trying to see what kind of personality you have, trying to see how quick you are. These agents prep these guys so much that you want to catch them a little off balance. And with those things, he caught them a little off balance. If he wants to have enthusiasm, great. Have enthusiasm. He wants to play rock, paper, scissors. The guys will laugh. But you get them. It only works if they respect what you do as a coach, but he's not at that point yet because it's just virtual stuff. I was totally okay. He is the comeback player of the year with that comeback from that first news conference. I mean, it was night and day. He was himself. He was relaxed. He's energetic. I was 100% with that. And if he wants his way, we did learn something. Is that what I was going to get to? He loves wide receivers. So we learned that he would love to see them get a wide receiver at 12.
Ooh.
That's my thought.
Do you think that counts for anything?
No, I think it'll come down to what their board is. I like Surtain.
Me too.
But I was on the call yesterday with Daniel Jeremiah with the NFL Network, and I asked him the question, if Smith, Waddle, and Sertan are there at 12, who would you take? And he said Waddle. And he says he's not sure the Eagles will go for a wide receiver in the first round the second straight year. But Sertan, he said, if Waddle's not there, clearly his guy, the best D back. So one of those guys will be there. But the point is, Sirianni really likes wide receivers. So we'll see. I mean, but
it sounds like he's winning you over.
I got to see. I've been told by people there that he's a great guy. I thought the first news conference, they shouldn't have given him all these things. Say this, don't say this. And I think he got jammed up.
Yeah.
Now, when he's himself, listen, he's going to make mistakes as a coach. And that's how we're going to grade him as a coach. But I do like his enthusiasm. And I'm okay to have somebody at a news conference say something.
Yeah.
Man, they say nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, he's definitely winning me over, Howard.
Yep.
And
yep.
I am still confused as to why won't they name Jalen Hurts the starter?
I don't care. And here's the point. Do you think that Flacco's going to start this year?
I don't know.
Stop. Joe Flacco's a backup. Stop.
Okay, what they've said is basically they're having competition. So if Joe Flacco's a better quarterback in whatever scheme they dream up, then –
no.
What's to say he's not going to be the starter? I know he's got a huge arm.
No.
Nick Sirianni loves wide receivers, so you'd think he likes to throw as well as run it. If Joe Flacco is able to read a defense better and throw the ball and deliver it downfield better, I don't know.
Relax. Well, I'm trying to help you out here. This is the year that you can play Jalen Hurts to see what he is. And they have questions. Because we know they're not a playoff team. Let's face reality. We know they're not a playoff team. They may have a better year than we think they're going to have. But this is the perfect year to get him out there and let him see what he's going to do. And if he says, okay, I named the quarterback, but is Jason Kelce the starting center?
Of course he is.
Okay.
That's what I wish someone would ask Sirianni. But,
well, yeah. You know. We know that. They're competing. I bet you he wouldn't say that he's the starting center.
I agree with you because he's put himself in a corner now.
Right,
where he can't.
Because he wants everybody to try to compete. Is Darius Slay the starting corner? Sure he is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to see him compete for a job. We don't know what our roster is going to be. So I'm okay with the competition. And if Jalen Hurts is what he has appeared to us to be, he's going to work hard and take that as a challenge and go after it. So, but he knows he's a starting quarterback, but he's still going to play hard and try to adjust to everything and learn everything. He's a starting quarterback, whether they say it or not.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that.
So Howie doubled down on saying Jeffrey's involvement in personnel decisions is the same as it's always been. How different is Jeffrey's role now compared to when Andy Reid was the head coach?
Well, I think he probably throws in a little more input. I'll tell you who we've kind of let go here a little bit. You know whose involvement is bigger as big as anybody? Who's the analytics guy? Alec, what's his name?
Yeah, Hallerby.
His analytics are what it's all about. Jalen Reagor analytically was better than Justin Jefferson. And I think that's why Howie made that decision. Because we know Justin Jefferson, before the draft, we knew he was a better wide receiver. But with the analytics and all the things he could do, that's the guy that's really making a lot of the decisions. And he's in the background but with his input. So is Jeffrey making more decisions? I think he has input because he sees the analytics, and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, I've heard and I heard it before everybody else heard it, that J.J. Arcega-Whiteside was the guy he wanted, but Jalen Hurts was Howie's pick, again, with the help of analytics. So
Howard,
all using analytics.
Howard, in 7 days, the Eagles are going to be on the clock. Probably with the 12th pick, they could move up, they could move down, but they're going to be on the clock that night. Do you think Howie Roseman is on the clock with Jeffrey Lurie? Do you think Jeffrey Lurie is viewing this draft and these next 8 months as, I need to see improvement, and if I don't, Howie's gone?
I think he'll be back next year. And here's why I say that. You can't judge draft picks on the first year. And we already know what's happened in the past. But Howie has, hey, listen, I got us 3 first-round picks. I got us all these picks next year. Let me follow through and finish the job. And I think that's why he's set up all these picks for the following year. And I think this is, and I think he's got 2 years left on his contract. So these are the 2 years. I think regardless of what happens this year, unless they don't win any games, which we know is not going to happen, I think Howie Roseman will be back for another year to follow through with the plan that he set up. And I think that's the way Jeffrey Lurie is going to look at it.
Howard, do you have any inside info on Ben Simmons' illness?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's what I want to put this. I'm really, really, really worried. And I hope he comes off of life support soon.
Oh, come on, Howard.
Because he's on, you know, it's just, I can't believe that, you know, it's anything less than life support. Listen, he can't play with, and here's the biggest, you know, let's get serious. Here's the biggest joke. When Doc Rivers says the other night, I don't know what it is. You're the head coach. You absolutely 100% know what it is, but Doc doesn't want to lie either. He had Steph Curryitis and then Devin Bookeritis. He played the two of the tougher guards in the league coming up, and it's a week after he got abused by Kyrie Irving. He's not the defensive player of the year. He is not. And they had to take him off Kyrie Irving. He doesn't play Bradley Beal. I don't care if Bradley Beal's a two guard or not. If you're the defensive player of the year, the self-professed defensive player of the year, which he is not, you play the best guard on the other team. Yeah, that's what you do to shut that other team down. And he just, I think he's, and even if he has a little upset stomach, you get out there. You know, you're fighting for first place. So yeah. Do I have anything? Somebody's not playing tonight because Milwaukee's an 8.5-point favorite, other than Harris and Seth Curry and whoever else. Wow. And I don't know what Embiid's going to do tonight. I think he wanted to take last night off because it's a back-to-back tonight and it's a third game in 4 nights, so I didn't think he wanted to do that. But because everybody else was out and Benjamin decided he, you know, he's, you know, there with it laying in bed with a thermometer in his mouth, it's a joke. It is a joke. You go out there for your team. I don't care if you have an upset stomach. You go out there and play.
Are the Phillies good enough?
No. And here's another problem I have. Now, Gabe Kapler is not a better manager than Joe Girardi. But they had a good series. But I don't know now. I don't know about Brogdon. He looks like he's a two-pitch pitcher, and if he doesn't have his changeup, then what does he have? His fastball apparently isn't good enough. But Joe Girardi says, we gave away a game we could have been 4-2 on this homestand. We could have been. Did he discount Alec Bohm? Still, the next time he gets to Atlanta, I hope he can touch home plate just to finally touch it. Did he miss that game? Did he miss St. Louis giving them 6 runs in 1 inning with 2 plays that opened up the door? There should have been 3 outs and they should have scored no runs. That, well, he doesn't look at those. So he gives you, everybody's got an excuse. Doc Rivers, we were flat the other night. Joe Girardi, we gave away a game. Stop with the excuses. The leadoff hitter's got to start hitting. You know, and you're not, here's the thing when you say, are they good enough? Do you think they're going to get 9 hits out of the bottom of their lineup again? You think Brad Miller's going to give them 4 hits a night? And what's it, Maton, is that his name? Maton's going to give them 3 hits. No, they have holes in their lineup, and that is an issue. And their fourth and fifth starters are a problem. They are a problem. And you know, I know Chase Anderson was all right, but I don't think San Francisco's that good a hitting team anyway, even though they scored a lot of runs. Are they good enough? I think they're a better team. They are a better team. But again, in the end, I don't know about the problems. And I hope and I think they're on the verge of Mickey Moniak. Didn't have that home run yesterday. I think Odubel Herrera was getting on a plane. And I think The upper management and ownership are starting to change their mind because we don't care about right and wrong anymore, or they don't. It's a privilege to play sports. It's not a right. And somebody's got to figure that out in this world. But Odubel Herrera may not be far away, and I'm disappointed in that. And one position is not going to change it. But no, I don't. They're not good enough to make the playoffs. Let me put it that way.
Howard, stay well. Feed that dog and take care of yourself.
You know what, Joe?
All right, help that dog out.
I'm going to feed him that right. I'm going to let him chew on that rubber ducky that you use in your bathtub.
Listen, Howard, everyone listening feels bad for that dog because they know you're the owner of that dog. All right? That's as simple
that
as that.
Dog just had, he had ligament surgery.
Ooh. So,
yes. Right?
Tell him to toughen up.
Yeah, well,
no,
he is toughing up.
No, I feel bad for the little guy.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, King. Stay well, buddy.
Thanks,
there
Howard.
He is, the King and the dog. Or is it the dog and the King? I don't know.
Jetta ligament Cameron, surgery.
That's no fun.
Serious.
That's no fun.
Blew out his ACL.
Running away from Howard. 215-592-9494. Howard swats aside the use of my term goofy to describe Nick Sirianni. By the way, to be clear, I
think you can still use it.
I do too. And I want to be clear.
Appropriate.
I'm not saying
it's okay.
I'm not trying to pick on him. Like, I'm not calling Nick Sirianni like the noun goofy. I'm not saying his nickname is goofy. I wouldn't do that. That's not the way I'm wired. I'm just saying he comes off to me as goofy. He comes off to me as a guy that
good goofy. I think this is an appropriate level of goofiness. And what Howard said is not untrue.
I just have so much skepticism, though, of whether it works here. I really mean that.
He said stuff that was sort of disjointed and all over the place, but he was saying stuff.
I know he was.
And I think guys will appreciate his level of involvement and how much he cares, and it'll resonate with a lot of these players.
Look, obviously people are starting to come around on Sirianni. I mean, there have got to be 6 or 7 or 8 people this show alone who have expressed more belief in Sirianni based on what they heard yesterday than what went on before that. And everyone's entitled to that opinion. I'm skeptical. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Book daily fee golf at White Clay Creek Country Club. Located on the grounds of Delaware Park. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, do you feel more positive or more negative about Nick Sirianni after yesterday's press conference? A, positive, B, negative. You can weigh in at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to Chris right now in Plymouth Meeting. What's up, Chris?
Okay, here I am. Hold on. Sorry, guys.
All right, man. Talk to me, Chris.
Sorry about that. Hello?
Hey, man. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, beautiful. First off, thank you for letting me join the show. Appreciate it. I did want to touch on something that no one up to this point has written or talked about.
Okay.
And it's a great thing, in my opinion, and it's the fact that we have a new secondary coach. I mean, the last secondary coach taught the players to not face the ball.
Hey, Chris, you got about 3 seconds to get this phone right, or we're going to zip you.
Can you hear me? Guys, can you hear me?
All right, let's put them on hold. We can hear you, but it's just all over the place. Just all over the place.
Sounds underwater or something.
I mean, come on, man. David in Pottstown. David, you're on WIP.
How you doing, guys?
Doing well, David.
All right. So, first of all, great life advice. I'm a union electrician. Getting into the trades, great, great thing to do. So,
good job, Joe.
Sirianni,
Thank you.
On Sirianni, so since the first time I've heard him talk, he always kind of sounded like Tim Tebow to me, like a go-get-em, rah-rah type guy that's, you know, super energetic, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, when it boils down to it, is the guy going to produce wins and develop players? Because really, that's all anybody cares about.
Yeah.
You can have press conferences just because you're maybe not a great public speaker or not as polished. I'd rather have a better coach than a better speaker.
I agree with that.
I'll tell you what, I already feel the bar is so low in terms of developing players based on what we saw here over the last 5 years. I think we'll be pleasantly surprised by what Nick Sirianni's able to do compared to Doug Peterson in terms of developing guys.
And I just think his ability to develop players and the coaches that he has with him to develop players in different positions is going to stand out. And if he has a, you know, say they go 7-9 or 8-8 or whatever, if they're, you know, lucky to do that, everybody's going to say, oh, well, you know, we really don't care about his press conferences because it's a heck of a lot better than what we had before.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe.
Well, I don't think they'll go 7-9 or 8-8.
I don't either, but I'm just saying if, you know, they could squeak a couple wins here or there or whatever. But you're going to see guys work, and you're going to see a more disciplined, talented team.
All right, David, give me who's got a gimmick and what it is.
So Kiss is going to be really hard to beat, but Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Yeah, there's others that can win. I mean, Kiss is great, but Weird Al's a good answer, man. There's no question about that. All right, Chris in Plymouth meeting, he says his phone is ready to roll. Chris, just get to your point. What is it?
I'm ready to go. Sorry about that, Joe.
Sure, man.
My point is that I'm pretty much just really – well, no one is talking or writing about this so far, but I think it's a good point. It's the fact that the Eagles have a new secondary coach,
yep.
And I think that's going to do a fantastic – you know,
well, hopefully, man, because they need improvement. There's no question. All right, Chris, give me who's got a gimmick and what it is.
Right. Okay. Can I just say one more thing on that?
Chris, sure. your phone is still killing me, man. Just give me your gimmick, man.
Okay. My gimmick, sorry about that. My gimmick is Stone Cold Steve Austin drinking beers, and that's the bottom line.
You got it, buddy. Chris, stay well, man. Appreciate,
hey, the point that he was trying to make through being underwater like that, they've got Denard Wilson now as the DB coach, and you've got Jonathan Gannon, who was a secondary coach. He's our defensive coordinator. I do think there's going to be a lot of coaching going on, and you know that I think Mike Zimmer's a great coach.
I know you do.
Another, you know, former defensive coordinator, now head coach. Before he was defensive coordinator, he was a DB coach, and this is the school that Gannon was brought up in. They're going to teach technique. They're going to teach the right technique. I expect guys to be playing the ball in the air, which will be a sight to behold here, instead of guys, you know, like running locked on to the player himself. Wouldn't it be nice to see guys actually making plays on the ball?
Would be nice.
And catching the ball and, you know, having some interceptions here and there. Yeah, I think the DBs, assuming we grab one in the draft, and I think it's very likely that we will, on the outside, our cornerbacks are going to have some impressive technique.
215-592-9494 to respond to everything we're discussing here today, including just at a very basic level. When you're thinking Nick Sirianni and what went on yesterday, what's your reaction to what went down? Do you agree with me? Highly skeptical of him, or are you starting to come around, like John and many others, that – hey, maybe this is actually the right guy for the job. 215-592-9494. Plus up ahead, we'll play some audio from yesterday that has not gotten much discussion at all, but it stood out to me, and it bothered me. And I'm curious if John thinks I'm being nitpicky or have a right to be concerned based on something Sirianni said. What it is, you'll hear it next. Plus, Ray Didinger at 1, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, it's great having baseball back. There's nothing like watching a game. Great weather, obviously, maybe a cold drink. Little action with FanDuel Sportsbook. Hey, if you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot, because FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. That's right, risk-free. You'll get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay falls just one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple bets for an even bigger win all season long with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Their app, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays, and always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. So many ways to go, of course, when betting baseball or, frankly, any sport with FanDuel. And make sure when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. Why? Because it gets you the best deal. That's right. Promo code HAMMER always gets you the very best deals with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.